Morning was from the Diamond Sutra, and it has a lot in common with the reading we're about to hear from the book of Matthew. The Diamond Sutra is a sequence of questions and answers, and it can be read any number of ways, and Nicole and Casey read it beautifully for us this morning. But I think one of the ways to read it is with a certain sense of exasperation on the part of the answers part. In reality, are there no sentient beings? No. When the Buddha speaks of great universes, does he have any mind, any definite idea? No. Is this true for the words Buddha and Dharma? There are none of this. Should a disciple strive to attain Buddhahood? No. How is it possible to explain the sutra without idea? No. This is how the Diamond Sutra sounds to me. And about the sixth line, I almost hear the interlocutor say, when the question says, should a bodhisattva make an assertion such as, I have entered this stream, I almost hear the person saying, what are you even talking about? Why would you ask such a question? What's it to do with the rest of this? And so I think that sometimes the lesson is laid out very clearly for us, and we still refuse to actually listen to what it's very clearly saying. And today we're going to hear Jesus lay out the lesson really quite clearly, and his disciples just refuse to listen to him. And I think when we sit, we need to really open ourselves as much as possible to hear what is very taught to us sometimes very clearly. So from Matthew chapter 20, verse 17. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 aside by themselves and said to them on the way, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, approached him with her sons and did him homage. Wishing to ask him for something, he said to her, what do you wish? She answered him, command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom. Jesus said in reply, you do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink? They said to him, we can. He replied, my cup you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left? This is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.